There is progress today in efforts to bring peace to the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said for the first time that Israel is prepared to accept a new peace initiative known as the Roadmap. Sharon said he would present the roadmap, which is backed by the United States and Europe, to his cabinet for approval. Shortly after Sharon made that announcement, President Bush said he's considering a summit with Sharon and the new Palestinian prime minister. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The roadmap had been blocked over Israel's refusal to embrace it, citing what it called serious reservations about the document as written. But the Palestinian Authority accepted the initiative, and its sponsors, the United States, Russia, European Union, and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, had said they would not bow to pressure from either side to change it. The impasse apparently was broken when the Bush administration issued a statement this morning. It asked Israel to make contributions to the document and said that the U.S. would address fully and seriously Israel's concerns about the initiative. Sharon then said his government was ready to accept the proposal. At a news conference at his Texas ranch, President Bush said Sharon's statement signified progress.
He accepted it because I assured him that the United States is committed to Israel's security, and that since we're committed to Israel's security, as we move forward, we will address any concerns that might arise regarding Israel's security.
The president then announced that he was considering a summit with Sharon and the new Palestinian prime minister, Mahmoud Abbas.
If a meeting advances progress toward two states living side by side in peace, I will strongly consider such a meeting. I'm committed to working toward peace in the Middle East.
Israeli and U.S. officials say that if the summit takes place, it probably will be at the end of the president's trip to Europe in early June, most likely in Egypt at the Sharm el-Sheikh Resort on the Red Sea. Stephen Cohen, a senior scholar with the Israel Policy Forum in Washington, says such a meeting would send a powerful signal to the entire Middle East.
The shock that there is a new Palestinian leader with whom the president will deal directly and on an equal basis with the Israeli prime minister is a very important symbolic statement.
Cohen has discussed the peace process in recent days with Bush administration officials and the Palestinian prime minister. Cohen says the president decided to get personally involved to push the roadmap forward after his recent phone conversation with Abbas, which convinced Mr. Bush that the Palestinian leader truly is committed to stopping violence against Israelis. Cohen also notes that the president limited his remarks today in Crawford to the issue of Israeli security, not Israel's concerns about the roadmap.
What it means is that the president has ruled out the Israeli criticisms of the roadmap that involved further demands against the Palestinians that would have changed the political content of the roadmap.
For instance, he says, Israel's longstanding demand that Palestinians give up the right of return for Palestinian refugees. At a news conference today in Paris, Secretary of State Colin Powell indicated that the commitment to address Israel's security problem does not signify a change in Washington's approach to the peace plan.
This does not require us to change the roadmap.
Administration officials say the United States is putting considerable pressure on both Israelis and Palestinians to take steps that would allow the roadmap to move forward. For Sharon, the next step is to present the roadmap to his conservative cabinet, where the initiative faces considerable resistance. The cabinet is scheduled to meet on Sunday. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.